Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Okay. Now, yesterday, we saw an MK press conference, right? And this MK press conference basically highlighted organizational discipline. It's what you need when you build an organization from the ground up. Usually, anybody who started a startup, right? Because you guys are closing, you're working very closely. There is no organogram. Mm-hmm. There's no structure. Mm-hmm. Everybody has access to everybody else. You could be a CEO, but you're working with the interns, yada, 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 yada. As you grow bigger, you then have to formalize. Mm-hmm. And this is what I guess Floyd Shivambu was trying to illustrate yesterday in his press conference.
The culture or subculture, sometimes it's done with good intentions, but sometimes it's also done with bad intentions, where people say, no, we're just visiting the president, we just want to say thank you to the president, we're just going to introduce ourselves. And when they are there, they're talking about internal dynamics and politics of controversies. And the leadership that they're talking about or complaining about or raising concerns about is not immediately there. And the president does not close his doors. All of us know, all of you know as members of Mkonto Wesizwe, that the president welcomes everyone who comes to him. Like literally everyone. If you go to Nkandla, you go to wherever he will be, he's open to everyone. But we are then saying that as a matter of proper record and proper conduct of the organization, if you want to raise organizational issues or issues that relate to governance, raise it in the relevant structures instead of you going to raise it there. Because one issue which we have to deal with, it's a situation where even when the comrades who go to visit the president have not raised any issue with him, they will ask for a photo with the president. And then when they go back to the ground and they go back to the legislature, they harass people with that photo. That I was with the president here, the president said, Ubaba Ute. That is what we are dealing with much more decisively to protect the character of the organization, which is able to deal with its own issues.
Now, this issue that he highlights is not the first time he's dealing with this. This used to happen in the ANC as well, by the way. Mm-hmm. So when President Jacob Zuma was still president of the country, what would happen is people would go, they'd meet, they'd have access to him, and then they'd take pictures, and then they'd go to unsuspecting business people, Chinese people, for example, make all sorts of grand promises, and then just flash a picture and say, this is sanctioned by the president. Mm. And then, you know, sometimes it would work, other times maybe it wouldn't. I don't know. The only thing that I think would be a problem for Floyd is that the enemy is in the house. So when he leaves Nkandla, there's somebody who stays there because Igubo. You can't limit that access. That's the only thing. But everything else he said, Bandla, I agreed with 100%. And I think it was absolutely necessary.
But it can still be limited. If the president has been briefed to say going forward, don't allow her to talk about anything outside, or at least don't allow her to talk about anything related to the political party, then it's fine. He'll say if there are any party matters, you know the SG's office, please address them there. You are my daughter here. Let's have quality time as a family. So it will be up to them. But nevertheless, what Floyd said, I feel is great for them. It seems they are now actively seized with identifying the causes of the internal strife in the party. And honestly speaking, they can't afford to squander the good favor of citizens who voted for them when they were just a six-month-old party that to a certain extent had not really articulated what its vision was. So given all of that, they really have to eventually deal with the internal strife and just get moving with ordinary issues of addressing citizens' issues. Because every other day, it's always some internal conflict within the MK, and there's not a lot of time for ordinary projects, to see them on the streets protesting about this agenda or that agenda. So it will be important for them to just get their house in order administratively.
You know, the Achilles heel of MK has to be the organizational discipline. Mm. If they can just get that right, everything else is proper. They have got seemingly the funding, and they've definitely, well, they had the support in the last elections. Mm. We don't know where they're going to have it again. And so if they can just get that right and stop disappointing people with the infighting, they could go far.
I agree, but the problem that I kind of foresee is that already people are complaining about Floyd. Yes, he was parachuted into the MK to do exactly what he is currently doing. But in light of all of that and people taking issue with him being there, they might say that he is now trying to gatekeep access to the president, as opposed to understanding exactly what it is that he's trying to do.
But Vele, access to the president must be gatekept.
Or consolidating power within that party, as opposed to actually just gatekeeping the president. We've seen it happen in the past with other leaders.
Well, it's both anyway. As the SG, you already have the power. And so why not consolidate it? But you see, you can't deal with the party or an organization as decentralized like that. Then I may as well not be the SG.
True. It could be seen as a positive. It could be seen as a negative, depending on how it is executed.
Let me tell you something about leadership. You must rule decisively. You're not here to be liked.
True.
You are here to get results.
But how do you also control access to somebody as politically influential as Jacob Zuma?
Well, let's see. This is what we need to see now. Do you think it's going to work? Give us a shout. 086-000-0959. Is Floyd doing the right thing? For me, resounding yes. There's no doubt in my mind about it.
I love a clear part in this work. I did in King and Eoan. He democrats. I lend a bayon za utum sholos who were no for a band. Dukozan ba la pa bunke bayon materials instead of good by la pa umsholos bayon bong. So Baganga Fulama elections about Melaban would pack it up and our kids are. Because I got to show up a umsholos with you transmos a kulungi, the Ram Chitalo, I was opening a position. So abavumela ama elections abantu baqoka abantu abafunayo.
Also very 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 good point, right? And you're 100% correct when you say Ulungile Msholozi is that sort of person, umuntu abantu. And so he won't say no to a request or a plea.
I fully agree with Usizo here. The problem is in house, guys. The problem is in house. If we honestly think we're conversations like, Daddy, we need to talk. Daddy, I have something to run by you. It's not going to happen. And we're going to end up talking about what's going on within the party. Come on, Mfundo. There's no way that's not going to happen. I agree with what Floyd is doing, but I honestly think the problem is not everybody else. The problem is what he birthed, which is Untanaike. So they're gonna have talks. They're gonna talk about the party, over tea, over lunch, over dinner. The problem is in house.
Yabona la patinangwe u Floyd is moving the right direction. And ukhumbula ukuthi dinangwe into mawusanda kuyiqala inzima lento ifana nokuthi ingane mayisafunda ukuhamba iyawa, but as soon as isikwazi ukuhamba iyakuenjoya. So lento eimplimentwa uFloyd lapha usendaweni e-right and izosiza ne-organization going forward. So laba abanye nje abafuna ukumdistracta abayithandi organization yabo. They should just leave him and let him do what he's doing. And he's doing it in the right way.
100%. And in fact, to your point of ingane esanda kuzalwa, learning to walk, you also shouldn't rush the child to run, right? Because the baby is still learning to walk. That's why I think it would be a mistake for them to go to conference right now. They must stay exactly like this. The democracy, sometimes we overrate it. No. Aqhubeke nje kanje
njengoba sibona ukuthi inkinga isekhaya kanti kasobudla or lapho azikho inkinga yena angahamba ukuthi akayoyilungisa khona yabo asuke lapha kubo kufuze nje sike silungise lapho ahamba ayilungise zakasobudla lezi ezakazuma lezi yena ngithi kehlala kwakasobudla manje akalungise zona lezi sibhekane thina nale nkinga esinazo manje.
She got a divorce a long time ago, years ago. That's why she's back home. So manje isekhaya.
Lente kunya uFloyd angekiyenze. Remember, ubaba is a former president of this country. He's a former president of the ANC, which is ties with the people of the ANC. So how are you going to be able to vet someone? Lona is from MKP. Lona is from an is an ordinary citizen. It won't work. Ngafika lapha ngiqoka impahla zami zamasotsha ezingabhalanga MKP. Ngifike ngingene ngixoxe nobaba kube mnandi. Ngishayele I'm connected. But then the guy show you it won't happen.
No, Bella, I think what he means is the meetings will be monitored. So it's not gonna be unfettered access. That's basically all it is.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
The problem that I foresee here is that UFloyd is now trying to impress the Zoomers, especially after that whole incident, Gael insulting him on a public platform and. Whatever he says now is trying to really impress the family, you know, because they have one good thing. Maybe I might get a boot or whatever the case might be. For me, Floyd now, he is the puppet. Like I said, the one time, can Floyd humble himself and come back home to EFF? Sizomamukela.
I disagree with saying that he's trying to impress the family. What he's doing actually is just being diplomatic, and he's kind of showing how he dealt with the matters even at the EFF.
And that's what they brought him in to the party to do, actually, like create that stability within the party.
100%. He's not descending to the common gallery where people are fighting on Twitter. He even said he's staying away from that. She saw him. He didn't need so much as tweet back.
Although I feel like this is going to cause more problems within the party, as opposed to doing the opposite.
I don't. Okay. If he does it well, yeah, eventually it will lead to the prospering of the party.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe in the beginning there will be resistance. But if you do it well enough, people will actually fall in line.
We'll see.
I stand with Floyd on this one. He's the SG of the party. Any failures of the party will be on him. So he must instill discipline. The only problem with South Africans is that we used to parties as not discipline. So when we see discipline, we tend to have our own reservations about it. I mean, I'm with Floyd on this one.
What is important as a leader, you need to be decisive. MK Party is blessed to have Floyd Shivambu. Floyd Shivambu, Kwelga Makeba City, Uyimpunga, my brother, Kulile, Wambile Wabona. It is a good move by the MK Party to put him as an MK. And Ubaba, I think he did that deliberately. I mean, he has done it where he comes from, and he has made good decisions. And the Patabuyaguyo, Ilaikona, it's because of Floyd Shivambu's input and decisive leadership. So there's nothing wrong with that. As for Tutuzile Bafwetu, Ubaba is not a child of politics. He's not going to be a donzwenge kalo ngobe lungile. That man Uyimpunga kwezopolitiki, and he knows what is right for the organization. So I'm not worried. MK is going to grow. MK is a small party, but it's going to go stronger.
The MK's issue is, I think, multi-layered and somewhat a double-edged sword, basically, for Floyd or the party itself. So I think Floyd will know the kind of influence that he's got internally based on the support that he would have from Obama. Otherwise, we will see how far the founding members, in inverted commas, of the 16th of December 2023 actually supports him as well, because apparently there are grievances and they aren't necessarily happy with the way that Floyd is going about things. However, it's fact that an SG definitely is the person who sets the tone for any party, but then he has to have support. You know, he can't be an emperor, he can't be dealing Nizibu in isolation.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.